Tuned in to Modern Jazz Today. Up next is Antonio Adolfo. The album's called Bossa 65, and we'll check into the track Maria Mota, then Claudia Valela. The album's called Cartos al Vento. We'll check into Agua Santa. Let's dig in. Thank you. You are listening to Modern Jazz Today. Up next is Troy Roberts, his latest release, New Jai Perspective. It's the convening of five soulful beings who take the listener on a creative journey through the architecture of Troy's original compositions.
And after that, we're going to check into Mel Breeze. From her album, Animazonia, we're going to listen to the track, The Island. Thank you.
Time again when we say goodbye, but only until next week. We look forward to having you join us next time on Modern Jazz Today, where we will be presenting today's artists, cutting their teeth and cutting the edge of sound. Join myself, Carrie Gaffney, and
Jeff Williams
when it's time to tune in and turn up again. We look forward to it.
You're listening to CJSF at 90.1 FM in Burnaby. CJSF is diverse, independent, and yours. Uniquely curated programming by our hosts maintains an independent voice among the masses. You keep CJSF independent.
Radio is a lot like a voyage by hot air balloon. A little bit antiquated, you don't get to pick exactly where you're going, and things might get a little weird. But if you trust the force that's guiding you, by the end of the trip, you're exactly where you're meant to be. Donate now at cjsffundrive.ca or text DONATE to 778-782-2573 to fill CJSF's Fun Drive hot air balloon and help us rise higher and reach further.
Did you know the Simon Fraser Public Interest Research Group, aka SFPERG, has been leading social and environmental activism on campus for 40 years? SFPERG is student activism, by students, for students. Do you have a vision for a brighter future? Are you passionate about changing the world? Visit us at www.sfperg.ca. That's www.sfpirg.ca to learn more about getting involved today.
Standing up against racism is an ongoing battle. How will you help?
Everyone should be treated equally, and the legal system should work for the people, not against them. Every day, our network of supporters, lawyers, and educators from across the country continue to fight against injustice and oppression, both in and outside of the courtroom and at all levels of government.
This message is brought to you by the Canadian Anti-Racism Youth Coalition. Visit caryc.ca for more information about how you can stand up and speak out.